There are 40 separate parts. We talk about a concerto for two instruments. Maybe there's one for four instruments. A nonet has 9 voices, but they're playing in tandem. In this case, you have 40 lines moving. We should back up a little bit and explain the installation. Each singer is represented by, or each vocal part, I guess more correctly, is represented by a single speaker.
Yes. In hearing choir, you know, I was trained as a child to sit still and listen to ecclesiastical music, and so I know what that experience is. This is something entirely different. You can never get up in a performance in a cathedral and walk up to the speakers, and it's compelling.
Everyone's encouraged to, and does, walk around.
They do on their own. It's really hard to stand there. The sound, the music, the voices, instead of it coming from a flat, you know, choir sort of facing you, it's almost as though you hear a singer and it's like they're whispering in your ear. All of a sudden, a bass behind you will begin. And then across the room, you'll hear these little soprano angels peak. And it's just magical. You'll find yourself in the perfect position all of a sudden. And I, now that I know the piece more intimately, I have my favorite. I have my favorite alto. I have my favorite sopranos. It's on a 13-minute loop. In the first 3 minutes of the piece, the choir is mic'd, sort of waiting to begin. And so you'll hear some trilling of people sort of warming up their voices. And you'll hear people talking about the music. You'll hear the choir master every once in a while in a low tone. Some of the bratty little sopranos, as there are 3 boys singing one part, they are elbowing each other. And I'm fighting over the microphone. It's so beautifully personal. Like, there's such a sense that they are humans. It's not as though you push play on your iPad. And yet, because it's a speaker at head height, you can approach them in a way that you can never do in real life. And so you really get the sense of what that powerful voice, individual, the talent, the breathtaking ability of someone to sing like that.
When did it open? So yesterday?
It opened on Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
Mm-hmm. This Friday, the Phoenix Chorale will be in attendance at the exhibition's opening reception. It opens to the public at 7 p.m., and the chorale will be doing multiple performances throughout the evening in the lounge space. So it's not going to be announced, but they'll begin singing and doing a piece live with the call and response with one another. So there'll be sort of a way for people to experience.
But all spontaneous.
No, all spontaneously. Yeah. Well, not for them. They'll be.
Right.
But, spontaneous for the visitors.